Filthy at 7:30. How's everybody doing?
I'm glad that I've seen you. Who said that? concentrate. You're moving crazy.
Just happy to see you, man.
What do you mean? Why are you happy to see a bold guy?
Positivity, bro. Come on.
Be happy to see me or something, bro. Like,
fluff head.
Innit?
I got hair, though. I got hair problems.
Drawn on.
It's chewing in the corners. It's chewing.
Brother, it's chewing.
Have you got a shoe polish thing in?
Nah, I ain't got no shoe polish. What, you think my hairline's gay?
That's chewing in that corner.
Mars, what's he saying? Yeah, it's dodgy.
I can't take advice from you, though.
Isn't it? No, wait, the front's cool, but it's like you've got the widescreen thing, though, isn't
it? 80-inch plasma.
No, don't worry about me. I shaved my thing by choice.
He's even got the little opening here. The little, that one there, that's the aircon. The aircon to the dome.
Thank you, everybody, for being here on 7:30 on a Monday.
A lot of guys, though.
A lot of BO
in here.
Boys, we're here to celebrate the launch of the Adidas Predator, the 30th year of the Adidas Predator. Now, I don't know how much the Predator means to everyone here. My first job in football was actually the Adidas Predator 2012. Some of the players that were at this job, Kaká, Jonjo Shelvey. Ooh.
He's got no hair like you as well.
Thanks.
Robin Van Persie was there.
Ooh. Zidane.
No, Zidane wasn't there.
Do you know Ball Challenge?
You don't know Ball Challenge, but go on.
Don't laugh. All right, then you're laughing, yeah?
Hey, he's kind of hedged.
You don't know Ball Challenge. Hey, here's Ed, chill. Let me use my inside voice. Name me three players that have worn Adidas Predators.
Gerard. Beckham, Trent.
No, you can't use Trent because someone, you can't call a friend.
One more.
You're hench for no reason, man.
Balak. Good one. Good one.
Let's give him a round of applause for that one, though, man. Well, you don't want to clap for him.
He was struggling.
The first Predator came out in 1994, right? In 2014, I got given a pair of Adidas Predator 94s. That's the original.
The original.
But they were size 9, not my size. And then I met somebody who was like, I need boots. And he was size 9. I had no other size 9s. I gave him the boots. He went to jail the next week. That person's name is Scorcher.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where's the boots?
I actually want to know.
It was playing in Feltham. It was on the wing and the boots.
Predator, you know how much they're worth now?
How much?
A lot.
They're a fortune.
Yeah, a lot.
Damn. I wasn't even born in 94.
I was just going to say that. I had the first Predators.
I thought you was going to say I had my first child at 94.
Nah.
I was going to say, Jesus.
£120. I begged my mum to get them. But let me tell you, when I got them, I turned into Rio. I ain't going to lie. They called me Rio.
Rio wasn't around.
Rio
in
de Janeiro.
Rio's the same age as you.
Yeah. They called you Rio in 94. It's just. You talk about
when
the drink.
You
talk about the drink.
96,
8, 97, innit?
96, yeah. 95, 96, yeah.
2000, they called me Rio.
How old was he in 2000?
18. They said I was. Remember, I told you the story. I was a little bit of Rio, a little bit of Tony Adams, a little bit of Yapstam, all in one. That's what. You know the story, innit?
Who said that?
Alan Armstrong. QPR, I told you this.
Who's that? I only know Neil Armstrong, man. I don't know Alan, bro. I know the guy that was walking on the
Alan movie. McDonald.
Trevor McDonald, I don't know no Alan.
Oh, Jesus, I'm too old, innit?
Boys, before we get into this, we're going to watch through some goals that were scored by teams at different levels. All right, boys, should we watch some goals?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to see something.
All right, this is the first goal. This is from Five Guys FC. They're big on YouTube, isn't it? Five Guys FC.
Oh, good feet. All right,
okay.
Then.
Yeah, I think it was slightly in the box. Though.
Slightly in the box.
I would challenge that.
That one's real jinky majinky.
Yes, very. That's Bosh. It. Good Charles. Touch.
See you later.
Ooh. Ooh. 2 feet.
Ooh.
Drop of the shoulder.
He's South American.
It's a chopperation.
That is George Best-esque. Don't you reckon? George Bestie?
I got an issue.
What's up?
They're wearing kits. The team they're playing against are wearing bibs.
Oh.
Sure. And keep us smiling as well. You can't smile after you just got ripped.
Facts. Techie, all right, let's watch this. This is another one from Five Guys FC.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Ooh. Whoa. Oh, hey.
Ooh. In the box again.
How that is the keeper clean. Getting lobbed?
He's hamstring, though. Ooh. He's extend, though. He's elastic.
But it was over shoulder height. Is that fives or sevens?
Sevens.
Nah, that's fives. Surely.
It's seven. No,
that's sevens. Look at the goals.
Okay. That's how you know Timo don't play ball, you know. You don't know. That's sevens, bro.
Good goal. I rate that one more.
You scored a goal like that before?
Never. My hamstrings will start screaming. I can't do that.
All right. Goalpost league. Let's see this.
Ooh.
It's good camera work, by the way.
Very good. High definition. This looks like
It's nice. You're happy if you score it, but it didn't. It wasn't like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
What's that word when you
improvise?
That's the one. It's good improvisation.
Couldn't find improvise.
What is that the word? I didn't want to use improvise. There's more. There's one of a higher caliber.
Go on.
I don't know it. That's what I'm asking you.
We're back in the goalpost league. Let's see this goal. I just want to see something where she saw the picture and she made the picture reality. Not something where, you know, I mean, it came together.
There it is. Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
That was cool. A game.
Postage stamp.
That oh, one. She opened up the body like Terry Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah, keeper thought it was going wide. That is just perfect.
She can go all the way.
She's born with it.
That's what you asked for, innit?
Yeah, that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted to see.
Born
all right.
It.
Now we've got Romance FC. Something from Romance FC.
So let's see something romantic.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Screamer. Nope.
Oi. It's all right.
Keeper ain't got no hands. Chop. She's got the yard.
And look at her. That's a walk in the park for her. She does this all the time. Yeah. She's not even bothered.
Yeah. Romance FC, here we go again.
It's because yours was a hoop, Eric.
Yeah, it was two hoops.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You filmed this one.
Oh, no.
Oh, the keeper. The keeper.
Not at the near post.
Keeper is mocking it.
Not at the near post.
Keeper is mocking it.
Well, we're going to decide who had the best goal. And the winner is going to win a prize. We're probably going to need you lot's help then. Let us know which goal was the best goal. Was it the Five Guys FC dribble and slide?
There's too much ricochet in this one here, man.
You think?
Yeah, there's too much ricochet.
What, in this dribble?
By number...
Great touch, okay, bang.
See ya. Actually, nice, clean.
See ya. Gone.
Drop of the shoulder.
Finish.
Bang.
He cooked them up.
I love that
I take
one.
It back. It's clean.
He cooked them up. This one was slightly better, though, isn't it?
This one really? Was class. Five Guys FC.
Yeah, this one was good.
What takes more skill? What's harder?
Well, the ball was sublime, anyway.
This is athleticism.
More of a team goal.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got to have some serious athleticism to do this.
He's not getting marked, though, is he?
That's quality.
No, but he's run off the shoulder.
Is anyone here from Five Guys FC?
Well, are you the one that scored a goal? Oh, you scored.
Is that you?
You look different in goal.
Hey, big up, yeah.
Big up, bro.
Oh, they're both yours, yeah?
I think it's the parachute trousers. We can't really tell the physique.
Lucky it's not your choice.
Whose choice is it?
Huh?
Whose choice is it?
Our choice.
All right. I thought you said whose clothes is he wearing. I thought he was wearing your trousers.
Goal post league.
It's like we've rubbed out the other goals, by the way. It's a nutmeg.
It's improvisation. I like this goal.
All right, goalpost FC again. Right. Goalpost league.
Open yourself out. That's a nice goal.
I like that.
Good I mean, goal. That's class.
I like
it's
that.
Stanchy.
That's
it's
the kind
stanchy.
Of goal you want to like score. That.
Proper celebration as well. You can tell it meant something to her.
Yeah. It was 8:57.
I'm not happy with the defending. It's diabolical. I'm not happy with it. I'm not happy with it, mate. It makes
it's
it too
not,
easy.
How is it her fault that they defend?
The other one you said, oh, we run off the defender when I said it was a bit easy. What happened there then?
You got too easy. What's in front of
easy.
You, though?
Too easy.
Romance FC, best kit.
Someone needs to tell the goalkeeper she needs to dive before the ball goes in the net.
That was too easy.
Because that is crazy.
This one, the goalkeeper is terrible. She needs to get sacked.
Ooh. It's a little knuckleball, though. She puts her foot through it.
Nah, the T-goal. No, man. No. No. That's impossible.
Weetabix.
She should never work in this town again.
What are we saying? Five Guys FC, the first goal to dribble?
I'm voting dribble, personally.
I'm going with Five Guys, especially because he's here as well.
Yeah, but I want the chip. Let's do
which Five Guys goal first, then we'll do which goalpost league, then we'll do which romance, and then we'll do a final three. We'll let the crowd decide.
Okay.
All
right, that works.
Which Five Guys goals are you saying, Muggs?
I'm saying the chip.
PK?
I'm saying, what's the chip?
The little volley.
When they lob the keeper.
Same thing
in the box.
Lob chip, same shit.
I'm going hammy as well. It's hamstring goal.
That's hamstring goal. What are you saying?
I would have said dribble.
I would go hamstring goal. Yeah, that's my preference. All right, so what are we saying for. Goalposts. We're saying the first goal with the dribble and Phil Jones.
It's definitely the second goal.
Yeah.
It's definitely this one. Top stanch.
Yeah.
Quality stuff.
No, I don't know.
Concentrate. The first one, they nutmegged. She nutmegged, showed the determination, and still finished it, bro. Yeah, the other one was easy defending, but...
The nuts look like it could have been by accident, almost.
I don't know. Nuts
and all right, Romance FC, what are we saying? Are we saying this one? It's got to be this one, isn't
it? Yeah, the Romance is the first one. Yeah.
All right. What are we saying? Make some noise for...
Chippy.
Five Guys Flying Volley.
All right. Let's make some noise for Goalpost FC.
Goalpost League.
Goalpost League, sorry. Goalpost League, the
outside. Romance.
Top Stanch.
Top Stanch.
Make some noise for the Goalpost Top Stanch.
Yeah, you know what's going on.
Hey, they're right here, you know.
Everyone's here.
You are rude. All right.
Sounds like Five Guys won.
Romance, no?
Romance, for real. Are you? No. Yo, is you not?
Are you a Romance FC?
Oh, now. We're getting rushed.
Now, man, them.
We're getting pressure's rushed on. In the morning.
Pressure's on.
I man, them. Support the gallery, you know. Do the right thing.
Yeah.
If you want, you get it.
Yeah. Go on.
Make some noise for the shoulder drop and finish from Romance FC.
Woo!
Well done, Romance FC. It was a banger. The kit's class. And Addy, that's got a prize for you.
If you talk to me, I'm going to get predators for the whole team. I ain't
going to lie. That was good, though. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I did as well.
We should watch some of your clips, actually.
Can
we should do
up?
A show where we watch your clips.
Yeah, but I got some bad ones.
Have you scored a better goal than Five Guys' first goal? Yeah.
Yeah. My goal at St. Albans, it was pinned on my Twitter for like 6 years.
Facts, it was good.
I chopped like seven men.
Yeah. Ooh.
Whoa! Make some noise.
Life is for living.
We're talking Predator, though.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've noticed him around the shop, but the biggest Predator player in the world today is Jude Bellingham.
Jude Bellingham's quality, yes.
Well, he's also quality because he watches Filthy.
Do you reckon he's making the rest of the dressing room watch it all?
Vinny Jr. watching Filthy.
Vinny Jr. ain't watching Filthy.
You reckon?
Nah. He'll see Steve-O's face and switch off the TV.
They've got similar faces, though.
Me and Steve-O. Or Vinny.
No, Vinny and Vinny.
Yeah, they're strong, innit? Scrunched up.
Vinny's a heartthrob, rude boy.
Okay.
What does that mean?
That's what I've been told.
What does that mean?
Heartthrob.
Yeah.
So when you see him, your heart starts throbbing.
What?
Yes. Yeah, my heart.
I don't get it.
You're not meant to get it. But talking of Jude, my daughter cut her hair, and then everyone at school says she looked like Jude. She said she looked like Jude.
His daughter went to the barber. Never heard that.
Casey cut her hair and looked like Jude. Yeah, and Jude messaged her. Jude popped up in the comments. Is
Jude Bellingham the best English football player in the world today?
No. Who is then?
It might be Phil Foden.
What about
Trent?
Nah, Trent's good. Trent's
Liverpool
good.
Are flying.
Trent's cooking.
Jude, ability wise, I don't know if he folded
Yannick,
up there.
Yannick said that he's the only player that reminds him of Zidane.
He does bits though. I ain't seen a man play like that in a while. Zidane.
No, but he's going true though. Like he's doing the same thing as what Zidane's doing though. You're cutting true. Drop, jinky. Like you can do anything.
Zidane was a bit more slower with it.
He's influencing games, man. With the same level of flair, man.
Oh yeah, he's influencing the game like it, but I think it's a bit different.
Will he ever be the best player in the world?
100%. He's on the way.
If he keeps doing this, how long are you gonna try and change your mind?
Another 2 years of this, best player in the world.
Mbappe, Vinny. Time. Come on, man. Talk to Mbappe.
But Mbappe's
nicely,
doing it in a different league.
It don't matter. He's doing it. He's getting AWOL. It depends on a World Cup. If he goes crazy on a World Cup and Mbappe doesn't...
But Mbappe's had a good World Cup before, though.
No, but I'm saying if he does it at the same time, I'm not even making sense.
I know what you're saying.
You get what
if
I'm
they
saying,
go head-to-head in a World Cup and Bellingham dominates...
So they got to go head-to-head.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They're going to be teammates next year.
So if he outperforms them when they're in the same team, what are you saying?
Then you know what's going on. But the likelihood of that happening is low, man.
Really?
Mbappe's a specimen, bro.
I don't think you're really taking in Jude Bellingham.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Leave it.
Yeah. I'm dying for it.
He's added everything to his game. He's even added red cards after the 90th minute.
Really? Mm.
That was deserved.
That was deserved. Yeah, man, it was horrible from the ref.
No, he deserved to get sent off.
You can't talk to referees like that, bro.
Can't talk to the referee like that. He's already a feisty player, you know.
Very feisty.
Is he the best player that wears Predators right now?
That's the question, though. Because Trent is there.
What, in that conversation?
100%.
Slow down. Because if Bolasie turns around and starts running at Trent, it's a long day.
But it's more.
It's a long day.
But if Bolasie starts running at Jude?
It's not a long day. It's not a long day. It's like, that's an equal fight. They're going blow for blow.
You're not taking Trent over Bellingham right now.
You did this on purpose, ain't it?
No, I'm not that good, bro. I'm not that good.
Yeah, you're not taking Trent over Bellingham right now.
That's a good question. Because
Trent
is not that great defensively, but he doesn't get exposed that much defensively. That's got to be a lot of IQ.
Trent's cooking, but you're not taking him over Bellingham. No chance. Bellingham's the best player wearing Predators right now. He's up there as one of some of the best players that's ever wore Predators.
Better than PK?
Oh, easy.
Nah. Who did Lippy say that I was better than the other day?
Lippy said...
Rio Coca?
No.
I said Rio Coca. It's Coca, bro. It's like Coca. And was it Ahmad Diallo?
Ahmad Diallo, yeah.
Said I'm better than
Peak. What, Man United.
What, for Villa? Oh, no.
United.
The little winger. Was that Sunderland?
Yeah, on loan.
Oh, yeah. Ahmad.
Yeah.
Do you reckon PK's better than Ahmad Diallo?
No way.
But I have some manners, you know.
Does anyone think PK's better than Ahmad Diallo?
It's a shout.
That's how all of you lot's breasts think, anyway.
Does anyone think Lippi's faster than Lionel Messi? He definitely
Lippi's
is, you know.
Fast, you know. Lippi's fast.
Messi's not fast. Not on the ball. No, Lippi kicks and
who's
runs.
Faster than, you say Lippi's not faster than Ben White?
Are you good at football?
Of course he is.
Come on.
Did you beat Lippi in a race?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, not on, not on
no.
The...
No, the answer
not
is
the
no.
Boots, not in the boots, no. We run in boots. Yeah, yeah.
No, at Market Road?
Yeah. I didn't win that one, no.
Oh, you lost?
Mm. You beat him in trainers?
We had another race, yeah.
When?
You don't remember things, so how you going to remember? You don't remember the Jude Bellingham
there was videos
things,
so and photos, yeah. But now Steve-O wants me to remember.
Oh, God.
When did you race Lippy?
What's the next question?
favorite players that were Predators from the past?
From the past? Oh, it's Beckham for me. All day long. Or Jody Morris.
Jody Morris. Did he used to buy them?
Willow. Beckham. All day long, Beckham, bro. He made Predators for me. Is but then Zidane. Nah,
even yeah. Ballack, though.
Gerard,
someone
though,
said Ballack,
yeah.
Some of my favourite players were Predators.
Yeah,
Xavi Alonso.
Mm.
Xavi.
Yeah, Xavi's a good one. I like. Yeah, Xavi, he brings back memories when he's in the Preds.
Del Piero,
wow.
Yes, come on, yes. I want to hear some name drops. No one got name drops. Show your knowledge right now.
Who?
Pogba?
He's banned.
Pogba,
he's in the Juventus top, though.
We can't speak about him.
Yeah, he's banned.
Yeah, Who else?
His Predators came with extra
Who?
Ingredients.
Ozil.
11 pros. They're 11
was
pros.
Was Ozil Predator?
Ozil was Predator, yeah. Ozil at his peak in the Predator.
All right, can you remember any of your favourite goals scored in Predator boots?
They're mostly David Beckham. Steven Gerrard, Champions League final.
Zidane. Champions League final.
Dan Champions League final. Yeah.
That, wow. might be the, that might be the greatest
Probably.
One.
That might be the greatest.
You know what, though? Is it the greatest Champions League final goal of all time, or is it Gareth Bale?
I think it's Zidane.
Yeah.
I think it's Zidane.
Yeah.
What are we saying? Greatest Champions League final goal of all time, Gareth Bale or Zidane?
Zidane, man. That volley on his weaker foot. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Pure technique.
Have you ever seen Bale's goal, an overhead kick like that from that distance?
I feel like, you see what, once you have like, you have to have a certain amount of XP to wear the ones with the tongue on it. Like, you can't just be no regular degular wearing the ones with the tongue. You got to slow it down. Like, you have to be a technical player. You can't be rash. Like, you got to be able to ping if you put the ones with the tongue on.
Do you wear the ones with the tongue?
Yeah, I'm a ping. I can
Knee
ping.
Steak.
I can ping, bro. Left or right foot.
I think it's the opposite.
Well, you think tongue is a no techers?
I think the one where it's the what they call it, the glove or the sock. I think that's more of a technique one.
Is it?
Mm. That's for the show of flair, man.
You're talking about a man who didn't use the header and volley.
He used to not header.
No, he didn't go pro because he didn't use the header and volley. That's what he told Miles.
Why didn't he make it?
I don't know where that story comes from.
You told Miles. He said, if I'd headed and volleyed, Prem.
I said, if I just headed and volleyed.
Yeah, I don't
instead of anything else. Anyway, football people, you know the talk, innit? Yeah, don't worry. Some amateurs there, boy.
I don't head of the ball as well. I'm not on that.
That's why he's amateur.
That's because that hairline's chewed up. You know, it's one more impact, it's gone.
It's gone. I've got to take a trip to Turkey.
You play for Hashtag United.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You've been out injured.
Yeah.
But you're back.
Yeah.
You got a player who's also been out injured, but he was actually out injured on an island in South Africa.
Toby.
Yeah.
What about him?
I just wanted to update because I don't know if anyone watched Love Island in the winter.
Does anyone watch Love Island here? No.
Hey, he's up, man. Read the room, man. I knew this one, a Love Island crowd.
No, I just want to update because Toby cried a lot.
Yeah, he was. He was doing the waterworks, Thames Water.
Yeah.
He was just crying and crying and crying.
Has he given you an update? How's he doing?
Mentally, he's coming back. He's coming back.
What was he crying for? I didn't see it.
Chloe, I think.
Why are you talking about people's business? Don't talk about my boy's business like that. Don't do him like that. I'm not going to use this stage to bring down one of my friends.
Boys, who's the best guest we've ever had on Filthy?
Nah, I think it was Belassi. Have you not watched Belassi? Belassi, A1. Everything's A1. Have you seen them guys that go like London Bridge? But brother, which one? And they took the cup. That's how Belassi was moving, sir. Yo, when I was in the playground and just bouncing it off, and yeah, he was telling me, run at him and that, like, now, PK, you're just chatting, you know?
He said, there's six man there, there's the jumbo gym, there's the swing, the roundabout. I'm going on the roundabout, on the swing, through next man's legs. I'm saying,
yeah, he's brazy. Yeah.
Like, he was cold, like.
And I believe him as well.
Yeah, I believe him, yeah. I've seen him in the Prem.
Yeah. Do you reckon he's the best? Mika was good.
Michael
was good.
Anuha was
class. Anuha come on some Malcolm X thing though. Like, he was serious.
Lescott was a good one.
I'm so sad I missed Lescott because I had a lot of
corn
questions to ask him regarding barbers.
I'm not gonna run the joke into the ground, but the Lescott is coming.
You're running it into the ground.
It's there, though. It's there.
Let the joke breathe.
You might headbutt something.
I don't feel like you're in a position to talk about.
I definitely am.
Why? Are you bored by choice?
Because it's coming. It's coming for you.
Are you bored by choice?
Yeah.
That's not a choice. Because I can see the hair. I can see the hair where it wants to come
out. And I can see the hair where it used to be.
Oh.
Wait, funny, yeah? Funny, yeah?
It's got to be Troy, though, isn't it? It's got to be Troy.
I weren't there that day, man.
Oh, well, you're not.
No, I weren't there. I missed that one, man.
You missed it. Troy Deeney burped 90 times that day. I said, Jesus Christ, Troy. He left there. I could put the Hennessy bottle upside down on my head. Nothing would touch me. He drank that by himself. I said, Jesus Christ.
Go on, Steve-O. Who's your favourite?
Micah.
Goldstein was good.
Who?
Goldstein. Andy Goldstein was good.
Yeah.
Goldstein
was
good.
Really good, yeah.
He was cool.
Who else have we had?
I think they're all good. That's what I'm saying. When we're like... But if you're
saying, they're not all good.
Nah.
No, who was the worst?
Who?
No, Lansbury. You weren't reading Lansbury.
Lansbury was nah. class.
Have
Lansbury
some manners, man.
Anton, the Anton episode didn't bang.
Who?
But I like that one. Yeah.
I love Anton.
When did you do Anton Ferdinand?
Oh, RV. Man said RV.
That's a big...
Hey, he'll headbutt you, know. Everyone at one time as well. Don't let me tell RV that he'll headbutt everyone.
That's PK's bad.
You know why
bad.
He didn't talk? Because he's got a lisp. He didn't want us to explore.
Why does he rap then?
I don't know. Who else was bad? Someone else was bad. Who?
Antonio was amazing.
Antonio weren't bad.
Antonio was amazing.
Nah, I won't be bad.
The Millwall fan.
I can't remember.
Awobi.
Awobi was class. I loved Awobi, man.
I like them all.
I missed Awobi. I weren't there either.
Andy Cole was amazing.
Heskey.
Andy Cole?
Heskey was amazing.
That's the one. Heskey kept saying, let me tell you a funny story.
It was never a funny story.
The worst story ever. He said it about 10 times. Let me tell you a funny story. I'm waiting for the joke to land. No,
no, I don't think he meant
left the door. The joke
story.
Still didn't land.
He would go, funny story about that, actually. Okay, Emil, let's go.
Jacket, yeah? Oh, my God. It was like a Game of Thrones / a vampire jacket.
Heskey ain't coming back.
You know what it is? I liked the episode, like, but I just couldn't stay awake.
Rio was good on the draft as
the
well.
The Rio draft one was good because you lot might not know this, right? Lippy told us for a week going in, look, whatever Rio picks, we got to just laugh at him. We got to just laugh at him, put him under pressure. He's not going to get it. Everyone forgot except Lippy.
I didn't know.
Lippy laughed and laughed. And Man United fans got so angry because he'd pick Man United players and Lippy would just be rolling around laughing. And then that one moment came where Rio broke and he was like, what are you talking about? What are you talking? You lot don't know what you're talking about.
Was it the Roy Keane one?
Was it I think it was Roy Keane.
He said Roy Keane, didn't he? Lippy started dying. He's thinking, wait
there,
what?
My dad couldn't believe that I done the show with Ferdinand. He couldn't believe it.
Why?
Bro, I don't know. I don't know what my dad thinks I do for a job, you know. I generally don't know.
You've done shows with more famous people than him, Chunks.
Who my dad? My dad don't know Chunks. My dad ain't got Chunks' number. I got Chunks' number.
Who do we need to get on? Evra. Jesse Lingard, really?
Evra.
I did a podcast with Jesse Lingard like 5 years ago. He was very unhappy at that time. I didn't
feel like
enjoy
his concentration levels are low right now, Jesse Lingard.
He's in Korea.
Yeah.
I think Evra would be quality though.
Lips in the chicken.
Yeah, I don't rate that. I don't rate that. Nah, he was doing crazy things with the chicken still.
Is it?
But Evra's bonkers. I don't even know how he still gets jobs. I don't understand how they put him on telly because he's a nutter.
Does he still get jobs though?
Amazon. Not Amazon. Is it Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon.
Prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going back.
What did he do on there?
Swore.
Yeah, a lot of
Everyone
childish
swears,
stuff.
Though, man.
He's clumsy.
Storage. Ever. We need to get Storage on. I'm gonna message him. I speak to Sturridge.
Do you?
Do you speak to Sturridge?
No.
I speak to Sturridge.
I'd love Ian Wright on.
No one speaks to Sturridge here.
No one speaks to Sturridge. Do you actually speak to Sturridge?
Yeah. He's cold because he got a little voice on him as well with it.
Oh, he used to make music when he was playing.
Is it, yeah?
Yeah.
What other footballers make music? Quincy Promise?
Ryan Babel? Alex Iwobi.
Oh, no. Look what I'm gonna do. Leao's music is actually all right, you know. I'm trying to get him and Abs to do a song together. Leao.
In a warehouse.
In the warehouse. On deck, part 7. I reckon. Who else makes music that rap?
Is it Picario or
something? The Pie. Yeah, I don't.
You lot are saying rappers, though. There's got to be some singers.
Who?
Ramos.
He's coming strong now, isn't it? Yeah.
Ramos. Is it reggaeton, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was Ramos with Shakira?
No, that's PK.
That's PK, isn't it?
That's you, bro.
Come on. Shakira's my ex.
You want Ian Wright on the show?
Mm. Yeah. Ian Wright. There's that legendary video of him that I love. Someone told me he's dead. Yeah. I concentrate, man.
PK and Specs have been planning to shoot a parody of that video for 3 years.
You know what it is? That video's so legendary, yeah? And I don't want to mess it up.
Ian Wright's like one of my top three heroes of all time. The fact he ain't been on Filthy, I'm starting to take it personally. Mm.
You think he knows what Filthy is?
Yeah.
Of course he does.
Ian Wright?
I was with Miles and Specs outside Shoreditch High Street Station. He recognised both of them.
Did he recognise you?
Nah.
That means he don't know Filthy then.
Nah, but I wasn't trying to get in there. I'm not a big friend like them, man. I was...
What are you trying to say? You're too big for Ian Wright, yeah?
I met him before I was... You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Before you was what?
Famous.
Yeah.
You're not famous.
I want Jude Bellingham on Filthy. He'll never do it.
It's too risky.
He
doesn't do a lot of... I don't feel like that whole family do a lot of like press stuff, you know?
It's the accent.
Why is it too risky though?
Because we're risky. We're dangerous.
No, but we like Jude, man. We're box clever.
We look after... I feel like we look after all our guests.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you're look after Antonio.
Huh?
Did look after my Antonio?
We did not look after Antonio, no.
No, we had to talk. We had to let him breathe. He wanted to talk.
He wanted to bury Scamacca. That was his choice.
No, but he didn't say anything that was detrimental to like his team.
Bro, he said the gaffer plays meaty football.
He played since. He hasn't played since.
What do you mean?
Much.
Antonio ain't played since?
He's been injured.
He won the cup.
Oh, was that before that?
Yeah, that's when it was. It was the lead up to that final.
No, it wasn't before the cup.
It was.
Because we spoke about the situation.
They were talking about it all the way through the build up to the Conference League final. It was before because they were talking about it in the build up and it was about Scamacca. It was before. Thank you. You.
Tigo Jr. Tigo Jr. Step forward.
Come on, bro.
Go on, mate. Go on. That's one, T.
I think we should get like Yaya Toure.
Yaya Toure on it. I want to release
Coco like this.
I will die.
Yeah, because he'll just, I think he'll come on and just bury Pep in it.
He'll bury everything.
I want to hear about that Soccer Aid group.
You know that place?
he will kill me.
You know who I'd like on? Addie Bayo.
Yeah.
Neil Mopay.
Yeah. He's forcing it a bit, though.
Yeah. Since we said, yeah. Dele Alli.
Nah, we don't want anyone to cry.
Yeah. That's a waterworks. Thames
you
water.
You got it wrong,
that's,
boy.
That's tough.
Has anyone cried on Filthy?
Poet.
I see. Poet's a weasel. Poet
that's when Miles put him under pressure. Single tear.
Poet cries at every. Why are you laughing? You cried when you done your live show.
No, I didn't. That was Loons.
Did Loons cry?
Yeah.
Loons
oh my God.
You know the kids when
he
they
put
cry.
Tears on my t-shirt. He's sick. He's barring. He's like, I can't believe this.
And you know when they cry and the tear just sticks and it's dry.
Oh my God, Liz!
No way!
He cries! Big 30 in the building!
The tear was dead!
He's gonna cry in the car.
Hey, go quiet now, PK.
No, I'm finishing the story, bro.
Go on then.
The tear was dead, just dry, one dry teardrop. Come down
his face. All of Loons' tears are dry, though.
Yeah.
Second he touches
face.
The face.
No, but it was a big moment, to be fair.
Yeah.
You know what? Of course it was.
I couldn't even see Loons because everyone here with their dry faces is just blending it in, man. You can't be, boy, it's dry face gang. You're with Loons. I know you come with Loons, dry face gang.
All right. Has anyone here got any questions that they, like, obviously we get a lot of comments on YouTube and we don't necessarily reply to them. So it's your opportunity. If you want to ask us any questions, say anything. When is Margs going to perform Rooney is a fantastic question.
When we get the budget.
Is there something wrong with Miles?
Yeah. Is there something wrong with Miles, yeah?
He said actually, yeah.
Yeah.
No, 100.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, but there's something wrong with him.
Yeah.
Remember when he picked Ashley Young, Ian Wright and Bradley Wright Phillips?
It was Sean Wright Phillips, obviously. But what do you mean, Ian Wright and Ashley Young?
What draft was that?
That was black players draft. Black British players.
Yours one was,
I wasn't supposed was to win that one.
No, that's true. Your team was...
You got that concentration.
Why aren't Loons on Filthy? What's going on?
He's over there. Are you asking us? He's over
Loons
there.
Is dead.
Why was you guys begging it with Troy Deeney?
No, there's no... Okay, great question.
Begging Troy...
Can I... Let me answer quickly.
I felt like you landed.
Wait. Before you land anywhere. Before you land... You're wearing a tracksuit and Astros. So where you wherever you're landing, make sure it's at Power League.
Yeah.
Go on.
That's fine. First of all, I was kicking ball before this, but no problem. No, cool. When Troy Deeney was like, what did he say? He said that there's certain things that Harry Kane can do that I can't do.
You're telling me that Harry Kane, right, if it's like 88th minute and you need someone to come on and just barge defenders and pin back fullbacks and that, Harry Kane could do that better than Troy Deeney?
Not better, but he can do it.
Yeah, but he can't, but he won't.
I'm not trying to say that. I'm saying that when he was saying that there's certain things that...
Hey, the lights are bright. You're sweating.
Yeah, the sweat.
You are sweating.
The pressure's getting worse, sir.
It's to be fair, he did just play against Five Guys FC.
Yeah.
Anyone else got a question? Scotland.
If Arsenal don't win a trophy this season, does that make Arteta's time at Arsenal as a failure?
It's Tigo again. There's bare Tigos in it.
What, a single trophy? Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take odds on that. If Arteta don't win a trophy this year, then it's time that it's been...
Yeah, 100%.
It's been a failure. You've got to start looking at other options, man.
No.
You've got to start
He's up against
options.
The best team in the world.
I don't care. You've got to start looking at other options. The best team in the world was there last year and they led the league for
97%. And they won everything.
They led the league for 97%.
Yeah, but when you lose to the best team in the world, Marks, you lose to the best team in the world. What are you going to do?
Yeah, no, nah, I'm not hearing it.
Are there any Arsenal fans in here? Yeah. All right. It's Kai Havertz. Now, compared to what you thought you bought... Do you like Kai Havertz?
He just scored.
Is Kai Havertz, is that a good signing?
No, it's not.
Of course it is.
It's not. It's not a good, not for value, it's not value for your money.
Yeah, it's not value for
it's
money.
It's not value for your money. And that's a big thing when you're signing.
And it's
someone.
Not what they thought they were getting either, I don't think.
No, you knew that was what we was getting. What did you think? We didn't think we was getting a world beater.
All right, we got one more question. Has anyone got one more question?
A bit of a different question. What's the worst in real life interaction you've had with a fan?
Oh, that's. I don't really have bad interactions with people who watch Filthy. I'll be real. Worst interaction with a footballer. Oh, the other day we were supposed to record an episode with a football player. He got diarrhea.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know what? I was going to say his name, but he's probably going to come on next month. And, cool. But I will say this.
I'll say this. You're going to find out. Are you?
Last question.
Why is Harry Kane never going to be the best ever English player if he can't even win a trophy in the worst top five league in
Europe? You just answered your own question. If Harry Kane doesn't win the Bundesliga this year, no Bundesliga he ever wins ever matters. Who's winning the last one? Who's winning the Euros?
If they can dodge France, England.
So France then. Everybody, thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you, thank you.
To
thank
Adidas. You, Stratford Westfield.
Yeah.
Come on.
For the launch of the 30 years of the Predator, the brand new Predator.
Get your Predators, man.